Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A story of transition that will truly set you free. That is the subtitle of Laura Perry's book called Transgender to Transformed. And she is our special guest today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Laura.
Thank you for having me back on again. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for sharing your story and being so transparent.
Well, Laura has an amazing story. It's chronicled in her book, Transgender to Transformed. She ultimately had a difficult relationship with her mom. There's issues that happened with the loss of two of her sibling brothers before she was born. She began to identify as male. And eventually, after reaching college level, she decided that everything would be fine and she would be happy if she just lived as a man. So she went through the hormone treatments. She went through the various kinds of surgery. And she lived for a decade using the name Jake, but eventually she found that that was not what made her happy. And Laura, you came to a point where you were completely transformed, set free. Begin with that part where you were transformed, and what do you think was at the root of why you wanted to be identified as a male as opposed to a woman whom God made in his image?
Well, the point that I was transformed was there was a number of things that God had used along the way, and there was so much seed that was planted, and I think of it kind of like this breadcrumb trail, and I know it was that people were praying for me. They didn't see the fruit of their prayers for years, but God, all of this for years, was drawing me. But one of the most powerful moments was this. I was thinking about, my mom had actually been studying on the judgment seat of Christ, and she was telling me about this. And I went home that night, and I'm thinking about this, and the Lord said, if you stood before me tonight, what name would I call? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I didn't know this mattered. And he reminded me of John chapter 1, where it says Jesus Christ himself is the creator. And he said, you cannot claim to love me and yet reject my creation. And there was a moment there where I really thought I was being condemned. And then in the most loving voice I've ever heard in all my life, the creator of all the universe whispered to me and he said, let me tell you who you are. And I realized at that moment that it wasn't up to me to define who I was. I was already defined by my creator, and I was going to find true freedom in being who he created. And so that was a huge part of what set me free.
You know, Laura, we work with a lot of college-age young people. And one of the things that I have discovered is that within the millennial or the Generation Z generation, there is this search for identity, who you are.
Yeah.
And people find their identity in various kinds of things, and they identify with that, whether it's sports or whether it's a boyfriend or whether it's their sexuality. And really, our identity comes in Christ. And it sounds like it wasn't until you realize that you are valued and you have worth when you realize that your identity is in Jesus. That's what sets you free from these other identities that sought to trap you. In this case, the whole issue of transgenderism.
Right, exactly. And that's what I had needed all those years that I was trying to find happiness and all these other things. And what I needed was to be, to understand my identity in Christ, that he'd created me for his purposes and not for mine.
That's
and
powerful.
It really set me free when I realized that he had a plan and a purpose for me, and I wasn't an accident, that I was here for a purpose.
Well, there's a number of things. You know, we began the program with the fact that you didn't have a good relationship with your mom, but now you do have a good relationship with your mom, and your mom herself was transformed through the power of Jesus Christ, and ultimately she's the one who was instrumental in bringing you back bringing you to the feet of Jesus Christ. So it's so important for parents, to have their own relationship to be able to instill that and encourage that in the children. But also your story just reminds us that no one is beyond the power and the grace and the salvation of Jesus Christ. You can pray and pray, and in your case, it went on for 10 years. There were people that were praying for 10-plus years for you, not seeing any change at all, and now here you are, completely transformed. So just continue to be persistent in our prayers for those that we are praying for, our lost, the loved ones that we pray for.
Of course, Laura, you know, before you came to Christ, you had your mom's Bible study, your mom and all these women who didn't even know you were praying for you. How did you see, once you embraced God's love, how did you see them reach out to you and love you, even though you yet hadn't grasped that you were actually a woman yet?
Yeah, that was one of the most amazing parts of this whole thing, that how God had set up, you know, all these years, and my mom's getting frustrated because she's not seeing fruit of her prayers, but what she didn't realize is what God was preparing, because these women that had been in my mom's Bible study, as they were growing and their faith was deepening and they were changing, it was like God was preparing this support network for me. And they, when I came home, they had all written me these cards. My mom put this pile of cards in front of me that these ladies had written me. And I was having such a hard time in the first few days that I'd come home, and I was overwhelmed with this grief of this life that I was leaving. But these women had written all these cards to encourage me, and they had raised over $1,600 to buy me a new wardrobe because I didn't have any female clothes.
Wow.
And then I walked into Bible study that first day, and these women surrounded me with so much love and embraced me as just one of the women. And it was like the first time in my life that I felt truly loved by women.
Wow.
And that's when the transgender life really broke. And I really, it was like, okay, I'm not meant to be a man. This is who I'm supposed to be. You know, and it still took a lot of healing after that. It was a couple of years, really, that the Lord worked on me and really began to reveal my identity and help me understand being a woman. And these women in this Bible study were a huge part of that.
Wow.
And they just surrounded me with godly love from women.
Well,
that's what I needed.
You know, your story is so powerful. So, you know, there's parents out there, there's siblings. I know parents, I know siblings that have either a brother or a sister going through what you went through, a son or a daughter going through that. Maybe even someone who was a spouse and now they've gotten separated, divorced, and the other spouse is going through what you're going through. But, you know, your story is so powerful because there's hope in Jesus Christ, and never, ever, ever give up on those individuals that you're praying for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in your story, one of the things that it seems to be common is, one, you started off with a very difficult relationship with your mom, and therefore it was hard for you to identify as a woman and be comfortable and content that God made you as a woman. Number two, you were sexually molested. And number three, you ended up getting into pornography and then sexual promiscuity. Those things seem to be very consistent or common. That ultimately lead you to this search for identity, to search for who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are three of the most common things I see among especially transgenders and other LGBT identities. But even in many other testimonies, I've seen testimonies of so many different walks of life of people that have had some of those same things. And it just, like you said, leads to this loss of identity.
Well, the book is called Transgender to Transformed. The subtitle is A Story of Transition That Will Truly Set You Free. And this is a transition from being dead to being alive. You know, the Bible says that Jesus creates in you a new creation. You are a new creation. The old has passed, the new has arrived, and that's the story of Laura Perry. I encourage you to get her book, Transgender to Transformed. And Laura, you'll speak to people around the country, speak in churches, speak to other events. And I encourage you to reach out to Laura. You can go online to find her book, Transgender to Transform. She has a powerful story. And the story is really the story that really is the thread through everything, whether it's someone searching for their identity and wants to be the opposite identity of a male or female, or whatever it may be. Your identity is in Christ, and Laura's story is a powerful reminder to never give up and to also have that relationship with Jesus Christ. That is what will transform you. Thank you, Laura, for being part of Faith in Freedom.
Thank you so much.
You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org for more information, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith in Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.